This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Your dream home with American Family Insurance, and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Products are not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned as operating companies. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back, you guys. It's hour two of Jammin' with Juice. Okay, if you guys are just now waking up, just now sipping on Jammin' with Juice right now, I want to tell you good morning.
Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you.
I hope you guys are starting your day off right. And you are, by listening to Jammin' with Juice, okay? That's what we're doing right now. Make sure you guys head to the YouTube at 101.7 The Truth, because I am about to show you guys a video that is stemming from a conversation that we are having right now about living a minimalist lifestyle, okay? Prices of everything has been going up, from rent to food to gas to anything, right? But our wages have not gone up with that. So what are we going to do? You know, are we going to get a side hustle and try to figure out how to make up the costs, or are we going to downsize? And I saw this video on social media of this lady, this woman, living in a tiny house. And it intrigued me. And Benjamin, I sent you this video as well. I don't know how you, did you appreciate this video?
Honestly, it took me back to a time of my life that I remember.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. What time in your life do you remember living in a tiny house?
I could talk about it later.
All right. Well, head to YouTube at 101.7 The Truth so you guys can see this lady living tiny house. And when I tell you, her back is literally on the ceiling. Like, it's crazy. But she lives in this tiny house, and she's on Instagram showing you how she like cleans the space, and she's like doing her her bed, making her bed up, and she's gonna end up cleaning up her kitchen and things like that. But this woman lives in a tiny house, y'all.
It looked like a dollhouse.
It looks like a dollhouse?
Yeah, it looked like she's living in a real life dollhouse. It's that small.
It is very small, but it looks good. Like, it looks, you know, like one of those modern houses that you would have typically that would be a little bit bigger. And she's doing with what she can. You know, when she's in the living room, she can actually stand up. It's just when she tries to get to the bedroom that, you know, she has to crouch down a little bit and it hurts her back a little bit and, you know, stuff like that. But when she's in the bed, I mean, she's fine. But it truly made me think, y'all. Would y'all live in one of these tiny houses? Like, would you guys prepare yourselves for a minimalistic lifestyle and live in a tiny house like this in order to, like, save some money? Like, what are you willing to do in order to keep up with all of your bills, all of your expenses? Because it gets rough out here. 833-212-1017. Let me know in the chat how y'all are feeling about the tiny house that this woman is living in. And all praises to her, because for her to be crouching down and stuff like that and bending over and touching toes, woo, it was a lot going on with that one. But I would live in it. I'm not going to lie to you. It looks really cute. And I actually looked up some pros and cons of living in a tiny house, y'all, because the way these prices are going up and the way that these prices are rising, it's almost starting to make sense that you would live in a tiny house like this.
I mean, Amazon got houses for sale for like $10,000.
They do. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So a tiny house is extremely affordable. They're saying that it could range from like a $10,000 depending on your square footage, but usually ranging from like $30,000 to $150,000 depending on the space, right? Depending on how big it actually is. But when you live in a tiny house, you will have lower utility bills because with less space to heat, cool, and power, Your monthly expenses for electricity and water and heating will be so much lower. It encourages decluttering and focuses on essentials rather than accumulating unnecessary things, because I think as a society, we accumulate a lot of things we don't need. You know, like we were taught, had a show about thrifting before, because we don't want to do the fast fashion anymore, because just because it's cheap, we don't necessarily have to buy it. You know, we could go to a thrift store and get everything that we need. A small house is also very eco-friendly, because many tiny homes use sustainable materials like solar panels, composting toilets, and rainwater collection. So it reduces the environmental footprint. It's mobile. So the house is on wheels. You can take it wherever you want to go. You know, have you ever seen those when people be on the road and they be in the tour buses?
Yeah,
it's kind of like a tour bus. You could take your house on the road.
You know, it's so crazy, and I think this is again becoming so much more popular. Man, you know what? Shout out to my boy Tyler. I guess I do got a story for everything.
You really
but
do.
I remember at one time I was delivering a pizza for Domino's, and I actually went to go drop off pizza to somebody's home, and I didn't pull up to somebody's home, although they was in a residential area. I pulled up to an ambulance. And it was this young white kid who was trying to be an actor. He was on the road to be an actor or whatever. He was like, yeah, I just pulled up right here in Wisconsin, man. And me, my girlfriend, and my guys, we all live out of this ambulance. And inside the ambulance was completely reshaped. Like it was completely reshaped. He was like, hey, man, you want to come on, man, and smoke a joint with me? And I was like, wait, what?
In the ambulance.
Yeah, in the ambulance. But he completely had transformed it. So when I went up in there or whatever, he was like, hey, yeah, man, there goes our shower right there. That's how we get down with the shower. He was like, this is our bed up over here. This is our refrigerator. And I'm like, dog, all this out of the ambulance? He was like, yeah, man. Look, I'm only 19, but, you know, I'm ambitious. And I know God has a plan for me. And all praises due to Allah, because he was safe in that ambulance. And again, he was like, I'm touring all of America. Me, my girlfriend, and my best friend.
Absolutely not in an ambulance. I've seen people reconstruct the buses.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll take a regular school bus and really make it look nice. Right. Like, I've seen some school buses look nice because it's long enough too, but an ambulance is too short.
Hey, it was just him, his girlfriend, and his best friend, man. You know,
so he's third wheeling.
Yeah, I guess so. But who knows? He might be wheeling too. You know what I'm saying? Might be some polygamy going on in that ambulance. But you know, again, this seems to be something that's growing more popular, even not amongst older generations, but younger generations.
Yeah.
You know, where they're thinking about, man, how can I save more money, keep more money in my pocket,
yes,
so I can actually live a long, comfortable lifestyle versus trying to live like the Huxtables, you know, out here trying to, you know, live above your means. That's how you go broke. You know,
no,
so
it definitely is. But I think it's necessary for people to end up making adjustments,
right,
because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in some sticky situations.
Yeah,
because if you're not making enough money to keep up with everything else that's going up, you're going to find yourself probably relying on, like, even who was in our chat who said this? Rachel, about credit cards.
Right.
She said, I feel like a lot of people will start relying on credit cards to fill in the gap, and then they'll struggle to get out from under all of that debt. Things are really messed up. And that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you'll end up messing up your credit using your credit card to keep you afloat, when really all you had to do was buy a tiny house.
It is
all
funny,
you had
though
to do was buy a tiny house or budget.
Yeah.
You know, like, how many people truly do budget in order to save some money?
No, that's real.
You know, I talk about all the time, well, not to y'all, but in my own head, I'd be like, man, I really need to start budgeting my grocery bill, because I just be buying anything up in there.
I can
you
tell.
Truly cannot go into the store when you're hungry, because
you shouldn't
be putting anything in your cart.
Right.
But you got to start budgeting. You have to start planning.
That's
you know,
what I told you, man. Let's get this subscription list done. Let's get this subscription list done, Juice.
I don't have that all much right of a subscription.
Bro,
but
you over here paying $90 for YouTube TV and you got cable. You paying?
I don't have cable.
You don't got cable?
No. I only have YouTube TV.
Well, you got the internet though, right?
Just internet.
Okay, so you got cable. Anyway.
I don't have cable.
That's the same bill, bro. It's the same bill. You go through Spectrum? Who
they
you
told
through?
Me that I would have had to have like a box and everything to get the cable.
Who you got internet through?
Probably Spectrum.
Can I get a ding or something? All right, because this woman don't know her own damn bills.
But they told me. No, because
they told me
specifically I could either get just internet or I could get internet and cable. I said, I just
how
want
much
internet.
You for internet.
I don't know. It just
see,
come
that's,
out.
That's what I'm talking about. Because back in the day, internet and cable used to be two separate things. Like, okay, you got the internet over here, you got the cable over here. And cable on your internet bill used to be way more expensive than the internet. Now Spectrum and other internet companies have adjusted to sort of the fact that the internet bill is just the same as the cable bill
so
was.
So when did they change that? that?
Bro, it happened gradually over time. Like, when I was working for DirecTV, it was all happening then.
I'm saying within the last 4 years, five years?
I would say in the last 4 or 5 years where internet is their main source of income. Like, I remember seeing Spectrum.
But cable's included.
I'm not saying cable's included. I'm saying that.
So what the heck are you talking about? I'm confused now.
What I'm saying is the price that people used to pay for cable is now the same price that people pay for internet. So once upon a time, people used to just pay for cable. Now people are just paying for internet to where, from a business standpoint, Spectrum is still making the same amount of profit they would off of somebody who had cable. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but you said I have cable.
What I'm saying is, bro, you paying two bills for the same things. Like, ultimately, you paying a lot in entertainment is what I'm saying. You don't need to pay that much for entertainment. Like, if you got YouTube TV, how many other subscriptions do you have? Do you even really need the YouTube TV if you got other subscriptions that could suffice for that?
So you're saying I should cut back on my YouTube TV?
I would definitely suggest look at your YouTube TV and see what you actually watch, and then see if there's other subscriptions or apps that you could utilize that, you know, serve you the same purpose. Because that's one thing about all these different applications that we do have. A lot of them share a lot of the same. A lot of the same content. Like, you could go on like Amazon Prime, and Amazon Prime may be like, it's $20 to watch the latest movie. That same movie may be available for you on HBO or Disney Plus. It's just ways that you could sit back and save on your money.
Yeah, I actually I don't really watch that type of stuff. I watch stuff that's actually on the TV.
That made no sense.
What do you mean?
That makes no sense.
Like, because you mentioned movies, I'm not really watching movies on my YouTube TV.
You're watching stuff that would appear on cable.
Yeah, I guess so. Regular cable.
If this was a TV show and it was, is that so raven or something? This is where you look at the camera and be like, y'all see what I'm talking about?
Do you see what
I'm talking about?
What?
Hey, whatever. Call in Truth Nation, 833-212-1017.
Because you be over here watching HBO Max and all your Marvel stuff on specific apps. I don't do that.
It's DC Comics. Do not disrespect DC.
Whatever. I don't care.
DC Comics. I'm going to be in their movies. I'm going to be in their movies, man.
All right. I'm going to the lines. 833-212-1017, because clearly I'm not understanding what you're putting down, and maybe somebody can help me
understand. That's why you don't understand your damn bill.
Maybe somebody can help me understand. Deja, can you help me understand? Yeah, good morning.
Deja going to be a saving grace right here. I know. What up, Deja?
Good morning, Benjamin and Noni Juice. How are y'all?
I'm juicy.
I'm frustrated.
I don't understand why he's frustrated. Help me, Deja.
Man, go ahead, Deja. Put it down.
Okay, so honestly, when it comes to this whole situation about living a minimalistic lifestyle, truth be told, I don't see myself living in a tiny house. I got a daughter. We need space. Mm-hmm. She needs space. Two, I understand what you're talking about when it comes to like Spectrum, because I used to work for Spectrum too. The internet, there's no point really in buying the cable. You are wasting money, honestly. Like, you would just be better off buying the internet, honestly, and just streaming and putting your streaming services on that internet, basically. On top of that, everything is being streamed now anyway, so it would kind of be pointless buying cable. But then also with that, with like going back to the lifestyle, I personally feel like they're kind of putting it on us to catch up. Like, they're like, okay, yeah, I want you to get a side hustle. I want you to work twice as hard than you are, because we want you to catch up to like the top earning people, basically, and stuff like that. And they're all like, you know, we don't care if y'all broke. We just want y'all to keep paying for what we want, you know, keep paying us so we can make more money, you know. So I'm kind of in a space where it's like, okay, how do I start thinking like them? Not to say I want to, like, oppress people financially. I definitely don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is, where's the gap? Where can I fill in the space in between me and the top highest earners, basically,
right,
to where I can be living comfortably and not be sitting there thinking to myself, like, you know, when's the next check going to come so I can provide for me and my daughter? I'm always in the mindset of, okay, how can I grow? How can I be better? And the one quote that drives me every single day is, it's kind of a messed up quote, but I'm not going to lie. It's something that I keep stashed away and think about a lot. But it's, if you want to hide something from a black man, you put it in a book. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing that. I was like, oh, dang. Like, they really reading us, and we're the ones not reading. So it's like, I'm starting to pick up books and watch videos and stuff about financial literacy and really understanding how, you know, you made white people money, you could say. And I'm just at a point now where I'm not going to be living paycheck to paycheck and about to be sitting here struggling so much that, you know, I need to live in a tiny house because I can't do that right now for my daughter. If I was by myself, I'd do that. But since I have a daughter, I cannot afford that right now.
Right.
So personally, from my own standpoint, I'm going to educate myself to figure out how I can get to where they at, and then I'm going to turn around and help my people out.
I love that. That's what we have to do as a community, Deja. So once you figure it out, I need you to come back on here and educate the people.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fire. Appreciate you so much,
Deja. Have a great day, Deja. Good morning to
you. You too.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I just want to say that Travis the Matrix was in the YouTube chat and said, I'm definitely thinking about getting a second job just so I can get a cushion. And it started making me think, like, man, when did we get to a point where you had to be working like 3-4 jobs just to be doing something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one job used to be enough. Now we got to get side hustles. We got to make sure that we're in, obviously investing in things. We got to just always be thinking of other ways to make money, as if one job just don't do it, because one job doesn't do it. Nah, and the thing is, a lot of these jobs that you can just pick up on the side, a lot of that is being taken over by tech and AI. Mm. Like, some people would have got, like, worked at the grocery store, right, ringing up groceries. Now, you just do it yourself. It's self-checkout, you know? So a lot of these robots and things like that and technology is taking over the easier jobs that we could just have as side hustles.
And I think even when we think about ideas like the gig economy, you know, like Uber and Lyft doing things like that, that used to be a big thing in, like, you know, 2019 to, like, 2022.
Even taxis back in the day.
Well, taxis way back in the day, but mm-hmm. that was a job. But I just see it as, you know, it's like we're just giving more of our time up, you know, to satisfy somebody else's dreams. You know,
right.
We may have your main job, then you get a second job and a third job, but I feel like if you're giving up more time, you're really not winning. You know, you're putting more stress on yourself.
I follow this one girl named Erin On Demand. I absolutely love her, and she's on the road to becoming a millionaire right now. Her businesses have made multi-millions, but herself and assets, she doesn't have millions yet.
Gotcha.
And so she is reading all these books, figuring out how she can actually become a millionaire and what she has to do. And she was saying, like, as much as they try to make you seem as though, you know, saving on buying a coffee every day or, you know, paying a little bit less at the grocery store is going to help you save enough money to be able to do something, that's not how you get wealth. You don't get wealth by penny pinching $5 to $20 a day. You know, you have to be a little bit more strategic as to how you're going to get that money and then what you do with that extra money as far as investments in order to really make something out of it. Because the little penny pinching that they be telling you to do every day, that's not going to get you to where you're trying to go.
A dollar a day don't help.
No.
Yeah.
Not no dollar a day. No. That's not going to get you nowhere. But 833-212-1017. Let's wrap up this conversation with Martin. What's Papa Juicy Jammer, and good morning.
Good morning. I'm the man. Hey. What's up, y'all?
What's popping? What's crack-a-lacking?
Hey, I'm finna give you some gems. I look at it like this. Then when you go to sleep and you wake up, you don't know your ass in a tiny house.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like this. You know, numbers don't lie. We got to be, you know, we gotta be minimalist, you know, in order to make it. And then, Carrie, you can jump YouTube off, hotspot off your phone if that's all you watch is YouTube. That way you can just cancel that whole bill. That's all I do is jump it off my phone or my TV, and I don't pay nothing but a phone bill, $50 a month.
Okay, now.
So you also can do that. You see what I'm saying, Carrie?
Well, yeah, well, because the YouTube TV is a little different from just the regular YouTube.
Well, you know, I see y'all on 101.7 The Truth. I see everything that you see.
I feel
like all you got to do is sign in.
I feel you, but what she's talking about is, like, she can watch TV channels as well. Which, if anybody knows, like, you could go on, like, Pluto TV and watch TV channels. Just going to throw that out there. That's
right,
completely
but if
free.
Smart TV. You got a smart TV, you can watch a lot of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's ways to save, Carrie.
You're too busy to watch TV.
I do. I don't get. You're right. I don't watch TV as often as I used to in my younger days. I am more
in your younger days.
Yeah, younger days. When I'm talking about like five. When I'm talking about being five, six, seven. That's what I'm saying. In my younger days,
they was getting that to the YouTube, Carrie.
I don't care what was going on.
They said you told on
chat.
Yourself. I just want to throw that out there.
Hey, Jeremy,
what's good,
hey,
dog?
Before I let y'all go real quick, you got to look at this rabbit hole. The government only want rich and poor. They don't want nothing in the middle. They've been trying to eliminate the middle class. Mm. They just want the rich.
I'm going to break that down one of these days, man.
Poor.
All right. I got you, Martin.
Yeah. Now, hey, you know what would be a good show for y'all, man?
Go
back and look at the prices from the early 80s and compare the prices to now.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know, did a checklist. Like, what you buy now, what you bought in the 80s, compare the numbers, and we'll rap about it, my brother. Love.
All love.
Thank you, Mari.
God bless you.
Appreciate you.
I'm pretty certain Big Macs used to be bigger.
I wouldn't mind cutting off YouTube TV.
You should.
I like to use it for my news and stuff like that, but I could find some. If I had to. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but if I had to, that would be a subscription I got rid of.
I mean, when it comes to news, regular YouTube will show you news. You just need to have an account.
You know what I mean. It don't show you, like, the live show. Anyway, ain't it time to go down a rabbit hole?
Let's go down the rabbit hole! Okay. There we go. Okay, so first off, Truth Nation, if you don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of information you find on the internet or experience in real life that takes you from one piece of information you find until another, up until your curiosity is satisfied. So today, Truth Nation and all the Juicy Jammers, we could talk about how there's a new way that prisoners can serve their prison sentence by allowing scientists to implant an AI chip in the back of your head.
What?
All right, and allowing it to insert false memories into your mind, all right, making you feel like you served years in jail when in real time it has only been a matter of minutes. So could you imagine Truth Nation allowing one of these procedures and they induce a false memory in your mind, and instead of it being instead of you being in prison, you have to go back to the worst lover you ever had? All right, and you experience that over and over and over again until your prison sentence is up? All right, could you imagine that? That could be the new jails right there. Hell, we could even talk about how America could actually, in fact, be the real ancient Egypt.
What?
I keep trying to tell y'all this, Truth Nation. All right, like, did y'all know there are tons of pyramids here in America? Like, there's a lot in Illinois, a lot in Tennessee, a lot in Arizona, okay? Or how the old Mississippi River just might, in fact, be the actual Nile River spoken of in the Bible. All right, or how Arizona's Grand Canyon may hold the Ark of the Gold Covenant, all right, that they talk about in the Bible that magically disappeared. Yeah, might be one of the reasons it is referred to as the Secret City of Gold, or how there were already tons of black people here in America tens of thousands of years before Christopher Columbus brought his Italian ass up over here and told us lies. Did y'all know that? I could talk about that too. But no, today, Truth Nation and all the Juicy Jammers, we're going to talk about a question I have. And the question is, honestly, why are we never content? All right, are we ever content? And if we are, like, why do we need to keep on advancing? Truth Nation, stand back and stand by for the next 3 minutes and take a juice break. Because when we come back, we finna take our trip down the rabbit hole!
Keep it locked to Jammin' with Juice.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Everybody, you are tapping into Jamming with Juice. Hour two of Jamming with Juice here. And right now, we just did go down the rabbit hole.
All right, Truth Nation. Okay, so if you don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of info you find on the internet or experience in real life that takes you from one piece of info you find to another. All right, up until your curiosity is satisfied. So today, Truth Nation and all the juicy gems out there, we could talk about how there's a new way that prisoners can serve their prison sentence by allowing scientists to implant the AI chip in the back of your head. All right, and allowing it to insert false memories into your mind, making you feel like you served years in jail, when in real time it had only been a matter of minutes, all right? We could also talk about how America just might be the real Egypt, all right? But no, today, Truth Nation, we're going to talk about a question I have. And the question is, Truth Nation, are we ever content, or do we need to keep advancing? All right, and I heard the conversation about us expounding on being a minimalist, all right? So today, Truth Nation, for March 4th, 2025, my rabbit hole is about, are we ever content or do we need to keep on advancing? And truly what made me even think about this, Truth Nation, is the fact, I don't know if y'all saw, but over the past 2 weeks, Truth Nation, I saw a video of flying cars, all right? And that's what my rabbit hole began with. Yes, flying cars. I'm certain as a child, y'all once dreamt of what it would feel like if the car was able to fly through the sky, all right? I'm not sure if it was George Jetson who used to be in that corner while picking up Elroy, or if it was the VR Troopers and Power Rangers I used to watch. Yeah, and how cool they used to look in their Megazords. I'm not certain what sparked these desires, okay? But I just know that my desires might have even started with the Transformers and watching Optimus Prime and Bumblebee transform from a fire truck into a kick-ass robot-killing machine, all right? All I know is I needed some of that technology that I used to see as a kid, all right? I want some of that technology. I need some of that technology. Something inside of me festers, all right? And I wondered, how could I possibly make these dreams of mine come true? From a kid, I was determined. I was determined, all right, to get some of that robot. All right, I felt like I need some of that robot, all right? Which took me further down my rabbit hole as I ventured down my mind, all right? Made me question, are we ever content? Or do we need to keep advancing? Because as I grew older, so did the technology that I came up with, all right? It became more advanced. I saw Atari transform into a PlayStation 5. I saw a telephone booth transform into a phone in my pocket. All right, I even saw men turn into women. That's how good technology has gotten, all right? But as I scrolled down my timeline last week, Truth Nation, I saw a piece of technology I've been waiting for since the day I could dream. Yes, Truth Nation, my dreams as a young Benny finally came true last week, all right? America, we finally invented flying cars. Give a round of applause for America. Give a round of applause for America. We now have flying cars here in America. We may just be flying through a skyscraper one day, all right? And the child in me couldn't be more excited, all right? So, oh, yeah, Truth Nation, you too can get your George Jetson on, all right? You can do it, all right? According to Aleph Aeronautics, they have shared their first video of its flying car. It's called Model Zero, all right? The CEO, Jim Dunkhoviny, all right, hopes this innovation will prove the viability of flying cars and create a new market in transportation. Oh, and did I mention, Truth Nation? It's also electric. That's as futuristic as you can get. A car has to be electric these days, all right? And if you haven't seen it, Truth Nation, seen this flying car, I would suggest for you to head to the YouTube right now so I can blow your mind, all right? Because who knew that flying cars could look this cool? I mean, personally, to me, it looks like a car from the early 1900s, how it used to be super bubbly, but this one's completely lightweight. All right, it's completely lightweight. All right, this is lightweight. It can fly over trucks, fly over semi-trucks. Hell, you could actually be right now stuck in traffic, and y'all know how Milwaukee traffic get, but if you had a flying car, you could pop that boop, boop, you know, and fly off into the sky and stun on all your haters, all right, as you fly over them. But you know what, Truth Nation? If you haven't by now, you should have definitely hit the YouTube because you are about to miss a flying car. DJ Ricky Allen, can you take them down the rabbit hole?
It's up. You want the audio?
No, I don't want the audio.
Oh.
Oh, now are y'all looking at that Truth Nation? Y'all seeing what that thing doing? Y'all see that thing thinging right there? It looks completely lightweight. Almost looks like it's made out of plastic or something. Oh, wow. And that looks so crazy to me. Okay, Rick, we're good on that. We're good on that. That looks so crazy to me. But honestly, Truth Nation, it's something that I've dreamt of my whole entire life. All right, now, although my childhood dreams may be fulfilled, I mean, I don't got the car yet. But one of these days, I do want the car. It made me think, do we even need flying cars now? I mean, I wondered this as a kid, Truth Nation, but now that we didn't got here, I had to ask myself, do we even need flying cars? Like, why aren't I content enough yet? Isn't life good enough already? I can go and grab a Starbucks coffee as a black man and be safe. All right, I should be okay with just that. I should be content.
Let him cook.
But no, we still need to go further down the rabbit hole, Truth Nation. We still need more. Something in us tells us that we need more. And I had to ask, like, dog, are we ever content? All right, or do we need to keep advancing? Why can't we just be content right here? Like, why in the hell do we even need flying cars right now? With all these planes falling out the sky. All right, all these planes falling out the sky, and y'all over here making flying cars. Do we really need that right now? Donald Trump over here about to fire the aviation folks. Do we really need flying cars right now? Because how in the hell will they work? I know it was my childhood dream, Truth Nation, but can we just stop advancing for a moment? I think we're moving too damn fast, because it seems like every technological advancement that we do create in these days always offers a typical service, and that service is convenience. And in that convenience that's offered to us by that particular piece of technology, we use it, and it always gives somebody else a piece of our information, which is complete bullcrap, all right? I used to be able to use a phone, make a phone call, and that conversation was between me and that other person. Now that phone call is between me, that person, and Facebook. It'll be Facebook listening while the DMs are saving the conversation I just spoke of, all right? I used to be able to play the video game, and in order to unlock a character, I had to beat the biggest boss's ass, all right? Your local weed man used to be able to sell weed and keep a low profile. Now kids just post on Facebook and say who got that Zaza pack. And the weed man will post, hit the DM on that comment, all right? And it just makes me mad, Truth Nation, which took me further down my rabbit hole. Because do we need any of these things? Do we need any of this stuff? All right, are we ever content? Like, is anything ever just good enough, and should it be left alone? God gave women their own bodies. They could be going all natural. However, they throwing on lashes, they throwing on hair, they throwing on nails, which ain't theirs. But, you know.
How do women get in it?
Caught a few strays. It's okay. But it makes me think, you know, should we be content or do we need to keep on advancing? Because all those different accessories I just mentioned right there, one day we'll have a piece of AI in them too. Why do we need more technology when it's only being used to enslave us and help Big Brother watch us? From Ring cams being on Woodhouse to Ring cams watching the whole block, which I want to say that police officers definitely use that technology for investigations. You know, from men walking to robots talking, from you driving cars to cars flying. Do we need any of these things for real? Are we ever content? Do we need to keep advancing, or is there a point we should stop at and say that we are good right here? You know, like grandma used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But in 2025, in today's time, it's more so, look, if you broke, how can I make you broker? By dropping the next iPhone. But anyway, Truth Nation, that was the end of my rabbit hole. Are we ever content, or do we need to keep advancing? So call in, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Like, really, what is the point of all of this? Can't you just be happy with what you got? I got a nice car. I'm cool with my nice car. Maybe we need to live a more minimalistic life. Even Warren Buffett still drives a 1998 Toyota. He's one of the richest people in the world. He's driving a 1998 Toyota. But you, trying to live with the Joneses, keep with the Joneses, is over here trying to buy things that you can't even afford. But call in, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Are we ever content, or do we need to just keep on advancing?
We're going to take a 3-minute juice break and be back with more Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Yeah, I know that you work at the club. Know that these people might judge. You family to us, so come over here. Give me some love. Yeah, give me a hug. I miss you. Give me a hug.
Ready to buy your first house, move into your forever home, or simply refinance? At Associated Bank, they've got you. With the right lending plan and guidance, you can achieve your dreams. Your financial goals are closer than you think, and Associated Bank is excited to help you reach them. Learn more at associatedbank.com/lending or ask a banker for details. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And y'all already know it is your girl, Noni Juice. And your home is more than a place. It's a reflection of you. Make it uniquely yours during Steinhoffel's Make It Your Own event. From bold statement pieces to timeless classics, find your perfect fit for your style. Personalized colors, fabrics to make every piece your own. Save up to $800 and with Steinhoffel's 18-month financing, make your room yours, just got more affordable. The Make It Your Own event only at Steinhoffel's and steinhoffels.com. Now, welcome back to Jamie with Juice. We just went down the rabbit hole. Oh, wow, Ben, you didn't do it.
We just went down the what?
The rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole!
Wow. We just went down the rabbit hole. And Ben wants to know, why is it that people aren't content with how things are? Because now we got flying cars. 833-212-1017. Let's go to Ashley. What's Papa Juicy Jammer? And good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on this conversation. I honestly feel like, flying cars is cool. That's cool. I honestly feel like they could have been did that, but they didn't.
Yeah.
But I feel like the advancement that we are truly seeking is just advancement to be able to be like normal living human beings. Mm-hmm. I feel like they put out these quote-unquote advancements to distract us from the fact that we're working 50 jobs just to get necessities. We're paying for water, which is a natural resource
right. That
comes from the earth. We're paying for a shelter, which we need to survive, especially living in the Midwest and different places like that. These so-called advancements, I feel like, are novelty. I feel like they did kind of hinder us as a people. It's a double-edged sword because, yeah, they're cool, but I feel like they hindered us as a people because mm-hmm. they were convenient and they made certain things easy as far as living. Oh, we can just go to the store and get everything. But now look at us. Our food is tainted
right. And
it's almost unaffordable, and we don't know how to garden anymore, even though that was something that was all of our ancestors knew how to do that. And not right. Even ancestors as far back as generations ago, but even like one generation removed, like our grandparents knew how to plant a simple garden.
Right,
now we can't even do
tribes. Yeah, even when you look back at tribes knew how to garden, but today's people don't.
Exactly. So now I feel like that was traded out with these little advancements that they put out for us, and we forgot where we came from and how to fend for ourselves because we saw these little advancements.
Right.
I feel like if they want to really make some real advancements, change some laws, make it where people can actually live a decent life and not have to work to the death of it to just live decently.
Right.
I feel like that would be a true advancement. So flying cars, oh, that's cute or whatever, but it's not really changing people from having to work 80 hours a week.
Right.
To make a living.
No, I feel that, Ashley, man. Thank you so much for calling in, and God bless you.
Thank you,
Ashley.
Have a great day.
Yeah, no, see, and that's what I'm saying. I'm with Ashley, man, because, like, do we really need flying cars at this point, bro? All these different planes falling out the sky. On top of that, there's other things that we could be, you know, focusing on so we actually can truly advance as a people. Like, when we talk about these technological advancements, a lot of times they're just based in the physical. You know, it's based in some kind of robotic feature that then came out and update on your phone, some kind of app. But nobody's talking about the advancements of spirituality. Like, you getting closer to yourself, you actually reaching the higher version of yourself, you know. When we talk about or even look back and reflect on ancient civilizations, a lot of times people would talk about how advanced they were technologically, right? Like, when people talk about the Egyptian civilization, they're like, oh, they were so advanced as a people, which they were. However, you know, the advancement that we even think about in today's time and the iPhones or the new Tesla isn't the advancements that they had back then. They were, again, kind of what Ashley was alluding to. They were working with the earth. They were working off the grants and the elements that the earth provided to us to actually generate free electricity for their people, and or, you know, learn how to use sound and frequency to heal the body. You know, those are the types of sciences that I think we need to, you know, figure out ways to advance in versus putting it out here in the physical form where I'm reliant on my Android or Apple phone. But call in Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Are we ever content, or do we need to, you know, keep on advancing?
Let's go to Al real quick. What's popping, Juicy Jammer? Al, good morning.
It's cracking, Al.
All I'm going to say is, let's not whine about it. Create your own path. If you want to learn how to garden, read. You know how to read the Bible every Sunday. Read up on how to garden. You know how to roll a block. You know how to do garden. You don't want to work 80 hours a week. Become an entrepreneur. Create your own. Because your ancestors left you a lot of stuff, but a lot of people didn't want to do the work, and they didn't want the responsibility. Just like a lot of your grandmothers, grandfathers, mothers, and the fathers left you all tons of properties, but you wanted to collect the money and not pay the property tax, and then went right back to the white man, okay? So let's not say what our ancestors didn't do, because they paid the way. It's just some didn't want to hold the course. So it's easy to blame your ancestors and cry to God, and he ain't coming no time soon. So create your own path. If you don't have an education, yes, you're going to be making decisions at the gas pump. If you don't want to work two jobs, then you're going to be working slave. You're going to be working slave wages. But remember this, the ones who complain the most never want to get up and do the damn work. If that's too much, get a merry man, guys. I mean, get a merry man and go on with your day. Have a good day.
Thanks, bye-bye. Al. Appreciate you.
How you like them apples?
Whoa, that's funny. I'm going to give my thoughts on it when we return. So we're going to wrap up the show with a bow and give you guys our drop of juice for the day after our 3-minute juice break. So make sure you keep it locked. It's Jammin' with Juice.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Milwaukee! The time is almost here. We have been entering true fans into the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. All right, and this Friday, March 7th, we finally pick our next one call. That's all. $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune in to The Truth with Sherwood Hughes so you don't miss your call. Because if you do, we will go down to the next call until we find our $5,000 winner. All right, again, that is the big Gruber 5K giveaway this Friday, March 7th, on The Truth with Sherwood Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
All right, you guys, we are about to wrap up the show with a bow, giving you guys our drop of juice for the day. And I just want to comment on Ben Jamin's rabbit hole today about the flying cars and are we ever really content with things and is this necessary? And I'll just say that back in the day, flying cars and all of the technological advances that we thought would be really cool when we were kids,
yeah,
I feel like it doesn't have that same appeal now because we see what it has done to humanity. And I think back when we were kids, we thought we'd be able to have that carefree kid lifestyle still, and humanity would still be intact along with all of these lovely technological advances that we have. But we see that it's actually the opposite. And the more technology that we get, the further and further away we get from that childlike, you know, essence of what we thought it would have been like. So I think that's why a lot of people are kind of like, I don't care about these flying cars right now because there's way too many other things going on, you know. But when it comes to like the whole gardening thing, like everybody living on top of each other, where they gonna garden at?
Right.
Like everybody living in like apartment buildings or, you know, in different housing complexes where everyone is just all built up together. They don't have, we don't have space. They don't have gardens. They don't have lawns in order to do that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, you could get one of those systems where you do it in your house, but like how many fruits and vegetables are you really going to be able to make in a small environment like that?
Well, I think should start using the roofs of a lot of these buildings that we do have and use that for gardening.
You said to take what?
The roofs, the rooftop of buildings.
The roofs?
Roofs.
Yeah, I said, what is a roof?
Roof or roofs?
Roof?
Roofs. I guess
roof.
This might be a word that I can't even say.
Yikes. But I also want to say people need to start taking accountability for their own lives. You know, like you were mentioning the spirituality thing. People have to understand that you are in control of whatever it is you want to do. So I agree with Al when it comes to that. Like, we got to stop blaming everybody else around us for why we do or do not have something. Mm-hmm. Like, take control of your life. Create the opportunity. That is one of the biggest mantras and ideas that I live by. That is my mindset. Create whatever it is that you want to create for yourself. If you want to be more spiritual, do that. If you want to have a garden, go find where you can go have a garden at. You know, if you want to do these things, you have to want it within yourself. You shouldn't wait for the government to tell you how you should feel about yourself.
Right.
You know,
you
shouldn't wait until the government implements, oh, everybody has to do spirituality classes. Like, what? No, do it yourself. But we have people who are too distracted by everything else going on around them, whether it's trying to pay for your bills or you being distracted by social media and going out to the clubs or whatever it is, that we don't pay attention to ourselves and what we need and take that ownership over what it is that we're trying to do with our lives. So that's going to be my drop of juice for the day, is whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you want to do in life, you figure it out for yourself. Like, you control that, okay? So do it. Boom.
Nah, I agree. Take control of your life, man. You here for a reason, and it's up to you who you're going to be in the future. And as Martin said, in the future, it will just be rich and poor. No middle ground. So with that being said, if you think you're going to have your ass on them flying cars, you're more than likely going to be poor.
And you know, somebody going to buy it. We over here talking about, oh, with the flying cars, who wants that? Somebody's going to buy it because y'all buying them ugly Cybertrucks.
Yeah, and with that being said, there's already 30,000 pre-orders that's happened for these flying cars.
And so who about to control that in the airwaves?
Elon Musk.
Absolutely not. I don't want him controlling
Elon
anything.
Elon Musk controlling the airwaves, y'all.
Like, they can't even get the planes together. You think I'm going to be in a flying car?
I'll do it, though. I'll get in a flying car.
I bet you would.
I would.
All right, y'all.
I got to fulfill my childhood dreams.
Thank you so much for tapping into Jamming with Juice today. Let's do it again tomorrow. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. You already know where to find us. It's Jamming with Juice. I'm your girl, Noni Juice, always keeping it juicy. Shout out to Ben Jamming.
It's amazing.
Shout out to Ricky on the ones and twos today. Yeah, yeah. Now sip on that. The truth with Sharon Hughes is up next. Good morning, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Ricky.